I don't have more information about how the ground assault is going on. I just know that invading the Israeli forces are invading Gaza Strip. I can just say that I was just in a big demonstration in the center of Tel Aviv with thousands of protesters, Jews and Arabs from all over the country came to protest against the criminality of our government. And the thing that we shouted together were, Jews and Arabs refuse to be enemies, and children in Gaza and in Sderot wants to leave. And I held a sign saying that the Israeli pilots, you know, my friends until recently, are now engaged in war crimes. And it should be said and be very, very clear that those who are participating now in bombing Gaza are, and it's sad for me to say that, but are war criminal and should be brought to International Court of Justice together with the leaders of this country that are bringing us this horrible destruction. And if the listeners do not know where the weapons come from, where the bullets, the bombs, and the missiles and the high-tech warplanes, they all come from the United States of America. We get them for free. And it's you, actually, that paid for all this killing machine. Therefore, you have a responsibility, just like me. It's about time that not just the Israeli refusers will say no, not just the Israeli soldiers that understood that it's against their own interest to fight in this illegal war, but also the American people, especially the Jewish community, and whoever listened to us now, it's your responsibility, just like me, to say no. We cannot just stand still and wait until our government, with the help of Hamas, will just destroy this piece of land. And if people need history explanations, and you know, to understand how we got to this place, there is a very clear and short answer: the ongoing occupation. I just listen to my heart and I use my eyes to see the reality. After years of being brainwashed by the system here, and I'm not alone. I'm part of a huge movement of Israelis that understand that you can both love your country and your people, and you can also want to protect your people and yourself, but not by killing innocents, not by killing hundreds of people in a few days, not by killing children, not by bombing a university. Who ever thought about, you know, this kind of situation, that these young men who dreamt to be pilots and officers would become mass murderers? It's really sad. It breaks my heart to think that some of these guys that are doing it were my best friends. And I think it's important for people who listen to us to know that there are so many people in Israel that are strongly against what's going on now. Not many of them have the courage to refuse or the courage to speak out, because there is an overwhelming majority of people who support this war out of their fear and ignorance and brainwashed. But there are thousands of Israelis who are dedicating their life to try to stop this horrible crime, and we do it together. Together with many Palestinians, together with internationals, and the struggle is right here. And I invite people to come and join us. It's still free. The country is still partly free for people that come. Let's say from America. In that case, you can come and participate in the struggle with us. You can help. Jewish organizations, progressive organizations that are now struggling to change the policies and to put pressure on your government. There's so many things to do, and I really urge every one of the people that listen to us now to do something today, today or tomorrow, just to just go and check the websites, go to check other organizations, join one of them, write letters, make phone calls to your congressman, or there's so many things one can do even when you are on the other side of the world. Recently, a few days ago, I was right next to the place where one of this one of the Israelis got killed from the rocket. It's really next to where my father worked, and it's very bad. It's very sad that so many people are now under these threats and under these attacks. But we have to look at the reality, at the numbers. You know, we're talking about overall four people that were killed, and they, you know, mostly the Israeli government, if they want to protect its citizens, if the Israeli government, if the prime minister want to protect me, why don't they do ceasefire? Why do they refuse to negotiate with Hamas? Why do they refuse to talk about the Arab Initiative? Why do they refuse for so many years, and also in the last few weeks, to negotiate and come to a peaceful solution? Why? And I think the answer is that they are not thinking rationally. They have too much weapon, and they have no one to limit them. They have no one in the international community that can put enough pressure to stop them. So when you have a bully, when you have a very aggressive guy in a neighborhood, and no one control him, this is the result. I feel ashamed that we got to this point. I feel sad that there's so many people around the world and inside the country in Israel and Palestine believe in peace. At the same time, so many people know and think that it's wrong. It's still happening. And I think it was Martin Luther King and other people before him that said that the most horrible crimes in the history of humanity happened because of the good people that were silent, and that's what I feel. I feel that there are so many good people that are silent now. I feel that it makes me want to vomit when I think about Obama playing golf now. I'm so upset thinking about all these promises, all these words of change and peace and dialogue. It's nonsense if he continues now to see what's going on in my country, to see what's going on with those hundreds of kids that are now either killed or wounded, and he still play golf in his in Hawaii. I think it's just disgusting. Command for Peace is just one of many organizations in Israel and Palestine that are struggling for ending the violence and for peace and for justice. Our website is www.combatantsforpeace.org, ORG at the end. They can watch videos and see all about us. We are basically a group of Israelis and Palestinians, ex-fighters, that decided that there is no military solution. And in order to protect ourselves and our families and our people, we should join forces and struggle together. And our first enemy is the occupation. We realize that we cannot be enemies of each other. We are so similar to each other. We were willing to sacrifice our life when we were soldiers or when we were fighters in the militia. And we did it because we love our people, we love our nations, and we want to have them living happily and secured. And now we are doing all what we do, but without using violence. That's the first and most important principle of this organization, that we are against any form of violence, and we struggle together. And if we, who were enemies to each other, who wanted to kill each other, if we can now work together, struggle together, and care for each other just like brothers, I think everything is possible.